So, it's Christmas time again. It's -8 outside and snowy, even though I'm in Manchester. I've started doing my sweeties, my Norwegian sweeties, and this year I've got a variation on the theme I started last year, where I chocolate-covered dried apricots and put a white chocolate Christmas tree on top. This year I've used dates instead, so I've covered dates in dark chocolate, and then I've made a white chocolate Christmas tree. The white chocolate Christmas tree looks fantastic, but it's pretty easy to do. Basically, all you do is melt the white chocolate. And I'm a bit fed up with all this water bath malarkey to melt chocolate to make sure it doesn't go off, or not off, but funny. What I've started doing is just heating a tiny, tiny bit of milk in a saucepan straight on the oven, on the hob. When the milk is warm, I'll take it off the heat, put the chocolate in, and the chocolate melts quite safely in that milk. But don't use too much milk. Barely cover the bottom. Once that's done, put the chocolate in a squirter, and you can shape whatever shape you want. I want to make Christmas trees. And this year I've also found some wonderful gold stars, tiny, tiny gold stars, which you'll find in the supermarket, where you find all the bakery items like glazing and stuff like that. And I've just drizzled those over, and it gives it a lovely shiny effect. You could check out the photo as well. And then I've just simply laid the I've dipped the dates in the dark chocolate, laid the trees on top of the dark chocolate, and they stick together. Just be careful to get the white chocolate trees to set properly before you try to put them onto the dark chocolate. It'll all melt together into a horrible mess. It looks great, it's really easy to make, and it tastes wonderfully.